Radio Prague News.
The Council of Europe's Human Rights Commissioner has urged the Czech authorities to improve conditions in the country's detention facilities for migrants. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has repeated his call for Olomouc Regional Governor Jiří Rozbořil, who faces charges of corruption, to resign from office. And President Miloš Zeman has come under fire for anti-Islamic remarks. The Council of Europe's Human Rights Commissioner Neil Smuzniks has urged the Czech authorities to improve conditions in the country's detention facilities for migrants. The commissioner said he was greatly concerned about the conditions in which migrants were being held in the Czech Republic, citing a report by Czech Ombudswoman Anna Šabatová, and asked for corrective action to be taken without delay. Following a visit to the Bělá Jezová detention facility north of Prague, the ombudswoman said she was shocked by the conditions in which children were kept, citing barbed wire fences, lack of warm clothing and a prison regime. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka on Friday repeated his call for Olomouc Regional Governor Jiří Rozbořil, who faces charges of corruption, to resign from office. On arriving in Olomouc for a meeting of the Regional Social Democratic Party branch, Mr. Sobotka said that under the circumstances, Mr. Rozbořil's resignation was the only possible course of action. Jiří Rozbořil, who is suspected of having solicited a bribe, has denied any wrongdoing and said on Thursday that before considering his resignation, he wanted to present his case to the Prime Minister and regional party leadership. Two high-ranking police officers who were charged with corruption on Thursday, along with the governor of Olomouc and an influential local entrepreneur, will be suspended from office, the police presidium said in a statement on Friday. The deputy head of the Olomouc Regional Police Force, Karel Kadlec, and the head of the region's police department for economic crime, Radek Petruj, are believed to have been part of a powerful corruption ring in the region and are suspected of having covered up dubious tenders and financial irregularities. They have been charged with abuse of office and bribery. President Miloš Zeman has come under fire for statements that he made on a visit to the Zlín region on Friday. In an informal debate with the employees of a local company, Mr. Zeman said that migrants of the Muslim faith had no desire to integrate, and if they settled here, they would not respect Czech laws but adhere to the Sharia. He predicted that in due time Muslim women in Europe would be stoned and thieves would have their hands chopped off. Human Rights Minister Jiří Dienstbier slammed the president's words as irresponsible scaremongering, and Deputy Prime Minister Pavel Bělobrádek also took issue with the head of state, reminding him that the Czech Republic had a Muslim senator who abided by the country's laws and respected European values. A Prague court has refused to arbitrate the case against the art group Starven, whose members recently replaced the presidential flag over Prague Castle with a gigantic pair of red boxer shorts in protest at Mr. Zeman's policies and behaviour. The judge sent the case back to the police for further investigation, saying there was insufficient proof that the two young men who faced charges were responsible for the damage to the roof of Prague Castle and that the overall damage assessment presented was inaccurate. The state attorney may appeal the decision. The Czech Rectors Conference has said its members will not attend the ceremony at Prague Castle marking Czechoslovakia Independence Day on October 28th. The academic boycott of the celebrations is a show of protest over the president's decision not to invite two university rectors to Prague Castle over past disagreements. For the third year now, the rectors of Brno's Masaryk University and the South Bohemian University in České Budějovice have not been included on the guest list as a result of personal disputes with the head of state. The rectors' conference says this is undignified and has accused Mr. Zeman of appropriating the public holiday. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring partly cloudy skies and day temperatures between 8 and 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.